Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to know how to create realms and atmospheres around them that, as they co-partner with God, everything that it teaches in the Bible that Jesus did, you will do the same things and you will do even greater. I have Patricia King on the telephone. And Patricia, you were telling me before we went on the air that you had occasion to ask questions of Dr. Oral Roberts and have him pray for you just before he was promoted to heaven. Tell me some things about that.
Sure. You know, Dr. Oral Roberts was such an awesome man of God. And just before he was going to be with the Lord, he had an awareness that his time was up. So he invited leaders to come and spend time with him, about 20 at a time within his home. And we were allowed to ask him each a question we could ask of him. And then after the question period, he was going to give us all an opportunity to receive prayer and impartation from him. And we could choose anything in his life that we saw that we would like, and he would release it through faith. He really believed in the power of impartation. And so the question that I had on my heart was, how do you maintain, you know, your devotional walk, your worship time, your personal time with the Lord in the midst of being so busy? Because he was an author, a televangelist, you know, an apostle, a creator of all kinds of different works with, you know, medical missions and universities and that. I said, how did you keep your time with God as a priority? And he said, oh, that was easy. He said, that was my sacred time and my sacred place. And he said, every day I would spend time alone with God. And he said, no one was allowed to interrupt me when I was in that place. Wherever I was, I would set apart a place where I would close the door, and that would be my time with God. He said, my wife couldn't get me there, my children, not even the President of the United States or anyone. That my whole staff, my whole family knew that when I was in that place, I was not to be disturbed. And Sid, he said that it was in that place of worship and devotion with God that every creative idea for what he was called to do in his ministry, it came out of that place with God. And he said when God would speak to him in that place with an idea, he would never have to ask him twice. He would just say, yes, Lord, I will do that. And so he said, because it was birthed in that place of worship, he said there was grace upon it to execute it. And I was just so touched by this. I thought, Lord, that's what I want. So when it was time to be prayed for by Dr. Oral Roberts, he had us all down on our knees because he was sitting in a chair and his health had been failing. And he stretched out his hand. He says, what do you want? Because we could have said anything. He said, you can have, you know, a blessing for the gift of faith I have, evangelism, miracles, healing, whatever you want. Just say it and you can have it. And he said, what would you like? And I said, the sacred time and the sacred place. And he said, what else would you like? And I said, that's enough. That's all. And he laid his hand on me and I felt the lightnings of God go through me. And I fell on the floor and I felt this power surge through my whole body. And I knew that it was a new separation of my life, of my heart, to embrace that sacred place, that sacred time with God as a priority in my life. And there was a real impartation of grace that empowered me during that prayer time.
Now, tell me what your sacred time is like. Could you kind of paint me a picture, Patricia?
Well, when I do my time alone, because I think that we need to all learn to walk in that sacred time and sacred place all the time. But in my alone times, I love worshiping. I love talking to God. I love making decrees of His word. Anything that connects me to His heart. And sometimes I can't enter in right away because I have distractions in my mind. So I find whatever works that day to keep my mind focused on Him. But I find, Sid, that the more time you spend, that there's is kind of a tipping point. That let's say that I start with reading the Word of God and my mind's a bit distracted, that after about 10 minutes or so, all of a sudden you're right inside of it. There's like this realm has been created because of your focus. Or if I start in worship and I start declaring His worth, at first I might not feel that connection, but when I stay in it long enough, there's this realm of presence that is created. And one morning I was in my prayer room, and you know, I was going through my morning devotions and that, and just worshiping the Lord, and I just got excited, and 1 hour went into two, and you know, I was just in a realm. I could feel the presence of the Lord. I was connected to His heart. I knew it. And I had to go to the restroom, so I left the room, and I went to the restroom, grabbed a coffee on my way back, went back into the room. I could hardly wait to have some more time with the Lord because I was getting all kinds of downloads and revelations. But when I walked from the hallway into the room, there was a visible realm of tangible glory in the room that had been created through the worship, that had been created through the focus. And it was so thick, and I've got white carpet in my home, that the coffee I was carrying jolted, just about spilled on my white carpet because I was so shaken by the weight of the glory that was in that room. And the Lord showed me, He said, when you worship, you actually create an atmosphere in the location where you worship. And so I thought, wow, we can take this to the streets. We can take this to nations, that when we, with intentionality, bring our sacred time and sacred place out into even places of darkness, that we can create realms of glory in those places.
But how about just in your home, when one or more of the people that live in the home are creating these realms in the home? It's got to be such a sanctuary that people that walk into your home probably comment, I feel the presence of God.
I think every Christian that lives in the glory will have people say that. We have people say that all the time about our home. Even, workmen or the gardeners or whoever comes, they'll say, wow, it feels good in here, you know, and it's because of the glory. And I remember, Sid, one night there was three young people and myself. We were just in our kitchen talking about the Lord, just talking about Him and getting excited about what He had been doing. They'd been out doing some witnessing, and they were sharing all the things that God was doing, and we were escalating in thanksgiving unto God, and all of a sudden, tangible glory came in. We actually felt the weight of His love presence, and then we felt winds start blowing, and fragrances came. Heavenly fragrances started coming right into the kitchen. And so that was just a created realm by talking about the Lord and His goodness and giving him adoration.
Now, in your private worship time, have you ever been taken into heaven?
Yes, oftentimes. I know that's a big subject, but I believe that the Word reveals an entrance into the glory that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we can experience these things sovereignly as God, you know, comes to us, but we can also go to Him. So in my personal devotion time, daily, I access His presence because it says we can boldly come before the throne of grace. And so by faith, we can access His presence. And as you, by faith, engage in worshiping Him in that glory realm, then you'll start to experience Him in that realm.
Tell me one time you moved into that heavenly realm.
Yeah, I was in my devotion time one day, and I have an office where I do a lot of my prayer and a lot of my worship. And I was in my office one day worshiping, and I was brought to a certain scripture in the Bible about wisdom. And so I started meditating on the word of wisdom, thanking God for the revelation he was giving me out of it. And he said, Patricia, in my realm, in the heavenly realm, are many dwelling places. I want to take you into a chamber in heaven called wisdom. And so I just agreed with him and followed the spirits leading into it, and then began to have vision in regards to this chamber that I refer to as wisdom's chamber, where I met with the spirit of wisdom, which is one of the sevenfold dimensions of the spirit of God. And he started to speak to me insights of wisdom into some things that I was dealing with at that time. And he started showing me different things that I could do out of wisdom to even resolve problems, really, you know, big things that need to be moved. So I actually went into that realm and received the insight that I needed directly from God, directly from the spirit of wisdom in that place. And that was just, it just started through worship and then meditating on the word that he gave me out of the scripture. And then from that, he led me into that realm of wisdom.
Now, Patricia, there are people listening to us and they're saying, boy, I wish I could do something like that. That Patricia must just be a special person. But people that have taken your mentoring course on Create Your World, which includes the 5 CDs, which are actually 15 lessons, the interactive workbook and your book, Create Your World, are they moving in these realms? Are they prospering in business? Are they having the glory in their home? Are they getting supernatural wisdom?
Absolutely. The book and the teachings will give you instruction on how you can step into all those things. And so hearing the word will give you your faith, and then acting on the word will make your faith alive.
Okay. Now, if you feel trapped or limited by life, I want to introduce you to the tools that will bust the limits off of your life, the keys that will allow you to excel and have success and favor, not for the sake of amassing a fortune, but for the kingdom of God's sake. So we're making the book, the 5 CDs, the interactive workbook, available for a gift of $59. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.